This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album of compositions inspired by Thelonious Monk, written by pianist Frank Carlberg. Even on Carlberg's first recordings back in the 90s, he played Monk compositions. Carlberg was born in Finland, educated in Boston, and lives in New York. Kevin says Carlberg's big band takes extended flights on familiar Monk themes.
Dry Bean Stew by Frank Carlberg's Large Ensemble with Michael Serene on drums. It's from the album Monk Dreams, Hallucinations, and Nightmares, a set of meditations on Thelonious Monk's odd but catchy melodies. Dry Bean Stew, for instance, fixates on the opening of Monk's I Mean You. Carlberg quotes and paraphrases so extensively from the Monk tunes that inspire him, you might fairly hear some of these pieces as elaborate arrangements of Monk rather than new compositions. But however you classify them, Carlberg opens these melodies out with a masterful control over the flow of the material and some artful transitions. The band is tight too. This is from the same piece. John Carlson just getting warmed up there on trumpet. Composer Frank Carlberg also loves Charles Mingus's impassioned orchestra music and nods to him, too. Carlberg's bustling Sphere echoes Monk's Straight Note Chaser, but the alternately loose and tight horns and abrupt change-ups are right out of Mingus's playbook. That's Chris Washburn on trombone. A few pieces on Frank Carlberg's Monk Dreams, Hallucinations, and Nightmares are less tethered to Monk's music. A couple are vocal settings of his pithy sayings, including this one, "It must be always night, otherwise they wouldn't need the lights." That Monkism had been jotted down by saxophonist Steve Lacy, and Carlberg's melody nods to Lacy's settings of poetic texts. The singer is Christine Correa. As the band's pianist, Frank Carlberg does a little monkish bonking, but mostly avoids aping his distinctive touch and timing. Carlberg is less fascinated by Monk's piano here than by how his composed lines move with their own internal logic. The piece International Man of Mystery references Monk's Mysterioso. Kirk Konufke there on cornet. He also gets an extended feature on the one Monk tune that appears under its own name, Round Midnight. Thelonious Monk's 100th birthday is coming up in October, and there will be many more tributes this year. His influence is everywhere. And as Frank Carlberg reminds us, his melodies are hard to resist.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Monk Dreams, Hallucinations, and Nightmares by Frank Carlberg's Large Ensemble. Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews a Cuban novel about fanaticism, anti-Semitism, and political cowardice. That's after a break. This is Fresh Air.